Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 52, and it's a Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, welcome everyone, and this is a show where we talk about gay topics, geek stories, and bizarre stories. So, Ray, before we go on with our stories, how are you, Ray?
I'm doing okay. We just went to steak night.
We had steak. Ray was kind enough to get the steak.
How do you like your steak?
Medium rare. No, not really medium rare. I just got it medium.
It was almost medium rare.
Yeah. It was good, though. I mean, it's, I tell you, it doesn't need A1 sauce, but I put A1 sauce in
it. I like A1 sauce. It gives it that little spicy kick to it.
Yeah, that's true. But then you eat it by itself and really chew it and then taste the meat and the marinade that it was in. It was pretty good. I like it. I like it. And then I texted the picture to my friend. You're eating steak on a paper plate? Yeah,
we're at a bar, folks. It's a bar.
It's a gay bar. We went to a bar.
There is no China.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So
well, there is a China, but we're not talking about that kind of China.
So, Ray, I know a couple of days ago I did ask you about tomatoes, planting tomatoes in the back.
Yeah.
And I saw your plants.
You see my tomato that's coming in back there.
Yeah, that's right. Is it really growing mm-hmm. now? Yeah, I saw that. The leaves are really high. So I planted the same thing. I did the same thing last Saturday. I spent the whole day. Oh, my God. That's why I couldn't do anything Saturday because I had to do some chores, and one of them is planting. I had planted a lot of plants and flowers.
I just had to sit here by myself and watch the White Queen and the White Princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what channel is it?
That's on Stars. I started watching The White Queen. I think it came out in 2014, and it talks about – it's kind of a fictionalized historical thing of what happened in England when the Tudors rose to power.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there was the Yorks and the Lancasters back in the day. So one was the Red Rose and one was the White Rose. And so when Henry Tudor came to power – he married the York princess and changed the symbol to a red rose with a white rose in it to try to unite the two halves of England. So it's kind of based upon that. Thing, what goes along becoming a king and everybody getting killed. And there, I was actually watching this show on Netflix today talking about castles in England.
Yeah.
And one of them was talking about, Prince Henry's sons who were locked in the tower, and when he died early, and the oldest son was 12, and I think the youngest son was 10, and they were locked in the tower, and then they just disappeared, and nobody knew what happened to them, and they all assumed that King Richard, when he rose to power, killed them. But watching this thing today, they found two skeletons of young boys buried on the castle grounds under the steps when they were doing some remodeling back in the 30s. So they took them and entombed them at Westminster Abbey.
Are you spoiling this for our listeners?
No.
It's part of history.
Well,
right?
This is part of history. So, and the show is based on historical fact.
Okay.
But the show, you never know what happened to them. So
yeah, okay.
It was just one of those things. So, also, have you seen the Star Trek Discovery trailer?
I've seen parts of it.
I've screamed like a little girl when I saw it. I was like, "Wee!"
I bet. So, how do you like it so far? I think it's a little slow. I mean, I need more. I need more.
It was just a trailer, Maynard.
I know. It's a teaser trailer. Even.
Teaser trailer.
And I kind of want more.
And I was wondering if the ship they were showing on the original teasers, if that was just to fake people out, because the ship they showed in the teaser was totally different than that.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Unless they go to that ship, because I don't know.
I can't even remember how it looked like. Does it look like a bird of prey?
Well, like kind of a Klingon vessel instead of a Star Trek vessel.
Oh, really?
Starfleet vessel, yeah.
Oh, that is weird. Anyway, so that's pretty much what Ray has been screaming about. Oh, yeah, by the way, last weekend, Well, so a little bit of softball update. Lost one game. It's pretty fun. It was early in the morning. Was able to. Oh, I forgot to tell you. So I didn't get to see you in the afternoon to watch Alien Covenant earlier because we went to Hamburger Mary's. And I didn't know that I had to pay for $3 for a show. So during lunch, there was a drag show. Well, they sang the usual. Well, more like it was drag musical. So they were doing Rocky Horror Picture Show. He did some Hedwig and the Angry Inch and a little bit of Queen. It's pretty good. I mean, it was okay. It was enjoyable. The food was okay. But, you know, I personally just couldn't stand the noise. I'm eating lunch, and I really was not expecting a show. If I'm going to watch a show, I prefer to watch a show.
Mm-hmm. I think some of your friends took you there for the show.
Probably they did. I thought we went there just for the food, but no, apparently not. No, it's okay. So is that a regular for every Hamburger Mary's, even in Dallas?
Is the Hamburger Mary's I ever went to here is Houston. I went once, and we all heard about my talk about that several podcasts ago. So.
Oh, that's right. Your review. That's right. Okay. So what else? So Ray and I got to watch Alien Covenant last weekend. Yep. And what is your first take on that one? Or what is your
it's
take
not
on
an
that?
Action movie like the original Aliens. It's more mental.
Mm-hmm. It's more story.
It's more story, yeah.
It's more telling a story, origins, a little bit of origins, and that's how. So that's how those eggs came about.
Yeah, but the Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender.
The whole scene with him blowing himself, that was pretty hot.
Blowing himself?
Yes.
Blowing himself? I didn't see that.
They were sitting there blowing each other.
What do you mean? They're doing fellatio on each other. Is that what you meant?
They were sitting there blowing each other.
Oh, that guy. That's right. There's so, the flute.
That was pretty hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was very suggestive. Very, very suggestive.
Really? Okay, so that's what you meant. Anyway, so highly recommendable, I guess. You can watch it on the theaters. I liked it too because it has more story. It has more background. And like I said, it's an origin story. And you could tell that humans really make mistakes. And people sometimes choose the easy road and they end up getting themselves fucked. So, yeah. Anyway, oh God, we spent about 8 minutes just talking about that. Anyway.
In your softball games.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so let's go to our stories now. We have the gay. Can I take this, Ray? Because
if
I read about this.
Because it's your people.
It's my peeps. No, it's not. I'm not Indonesian. Okay, so Indonesian.
They're close to your home.
That's right. Okay, fine.
The Asianese.
Indonesian men sentenced to public caning for gay sex. I can't believe this is still happening. Probably in...
Oh, and it's been carrying out more because they busted an orgy.
Yeah, they're in an orgy. And I saw the pictures. People, they're in shorts, regular t-shirts. They're all twinks. You know, they're like, you know, thin guys and they're covering their faces. So there's a picture.
And these were just two guys that somebody busted in their house and videotaped them having sex, and then turned it into the authorities, and it was used against them.
Why did they do that?
Because the guy didn't thought they were gay.
Oh,
one of their neighbors, and he didn't like it.
Oh, okay. So let's go to
read the story. You can read the story.
Sharia court in Indonesia, because they are Muslim. Indonesia's conservative Aceh province has sentenced to two gay men to public caning for the first time, further undermining the country's moderate image after a top Christian politician was imprisoned for blasphemy. The court, whose sentencing Wednesday coincided with International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia, said the men, aged 20 and 23, would be subjected to 85 lashes for having sexual relations. One of the men cried. One of the men cried as his sentence was read out and pleaded for leniency. The chief prosecutor, Gulmaini, who goes by one name, it's like Cher or Madonna, said they will be caned next week before Ramadan.
Caned today.
Oh.
So their videos online, and you can see them being
already.
Caned
So they caned them early. It says here May 25, but then it's earlier.
Before
even.
Ramadan, Ramadan starts on the.
Oh, okay, that's right. Ramadan. Okay, I thought right the day before. So the couple was arrested in late March after neighbor vigilantes in the provincial capital Banda Aceh suspected them of being gay and broke into their rented room to catch them having sex. mobile phone footage that circulated online and formed part of the evidence shows one of the men naked and visibly distressed as he apparently calls for help on his cell phone. The second man is repeatedly pushed by another man who is preventing the couple from leaving the room. He led Judge Khairil Jamal said the men were legally and convincingly proven to have committed gay sex. He said that the three judge panel decided against imposing the maximum sentence of 100 lashes because the men were polite in court, cooperated with authorities, and had no previous convictions. So, okay, Ray, this is in Texas. We're here in the U.S. I remember that I forgot that case, something versus something. God, I can't remember. But anyway, it's about privacy versus sodomy. Sodomy laws have been struck down
because of the case here in Texas.
Case of Texas because of privacy laws.
Yeah,
and consenting. Yeah,
because they were consenting adults, and they were in the privacy of their own home, and somebody was looking through their blinds into their home to see what was going on.
Yeah, or even though if they do commit sodomy, they're still in their privacy of their home. So privacy trumps.
It's still not. It's illegal anymore.
It's not illegal anymore because of that. Because it's not enforceable. It's illogical to have that because it's being trumped by privacy laws.
They don't have those in Indonesia.
Yeah, I guess not.
So
they don't.
Cell phone footage.
So
that somebody broke into their house and took.
Just because they suspected them, and then they're going to convict them for having some. See, it's just, I don't know. It's really backward. I don't know. It's really sad that they have to do that. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Probably have some updates later. Okay, let's go to the geek, Ray.
Okay, the geek. Well, my favorite person, Elon Musk, has finally confirmed what the boring tunnels he's making are for. We now have an idea of just what Elon Musk's boring company is going to be for. Yes, it is to solve traffic, but it looks like it isn't just meant to be your usual tunnel for cars. In a new update today, the company asserts that it's actually building a tunnel that can also run the Hyperloop.
T2-in-1. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
The FAQ explains that Musk's initial inspiration was to solve the problem of soul-destroying traffic, which it does. The solution to go three-dimensional, which would be done using flying cars, an idea Musk doesn't think is very viable, or to go underground. The other option is to go down and build tunnels, the website states, and these provide a fair amount of perks, including weatherproofing and the practically limitless layers of tunnels that could be built, much better than malfunctioning cars potentially plummeting from the sky. But here's the problem. First, there's the cost. Second, existing tunnels can't support the Hyperloop pods. Musk's new company is about to fix this. Currently, tunnels are really expensive to dig, with some projects costing as much as $1 billion per mile. In order to make the tunnel network feasible, tunneling costs must be reduced by a factor of more than 10, explains the new FAQ. To make the tunnel more cost-efficient, effective, and efficient, its diameter is going to be less than 4 meters, 14 feet, whereas normal tunnels, one-lane road tunnels, are usually about 8.5 meters or 28 feet in diameter. To do this, Musk Tunnel Company must use what's called its electric sled.
Electric sled.
I had it right, see?
I know, but I just wanted to say electric slide.
Musk's tunnel boring machine, or Godot, is ready to start digging the first among these network tunnels. However, the TBM isn't even as fast as a snail yet. Musk is determined to find ways to make tunnel digging faster, to defeat the snail in a race by increasing the TBM speed, which also will cut down cost. So there's now a place to start digging this tunnel under Los Angeles and a machine to do it. But what is the tunnel really meant for? At first, many thought Musk tunnels would be like every other tunnel, except they would be longer and could potentially connect L.A. to Culver City, Santa Monica, Westwood, and Sherman Oaks, as Musk said in an Instagram post. However, as mentioned above, more details have come to light. Since the company's introduction, many have speculated that the tunnel's true purpose was to work in tandem with the Hyperloop. This is the real clincher here. It seems like the boring company isn't just going to be for cars. The electric skate can transport automobiles, goods, and or people. And if one adds a vacuum shell, it's now a Hyperloop pod, which can travel at 600 miles per hour, this site explains. The Hyperloop is another idea from us that is set to revolutionize transportation. It promises to connect individuals around the globe, making long-distance travel both speedy and remarkably affordable. Initially discussed in 2013, the transportation system would use propulsion based on electromagnetism that could propel pods forward in a vacuum-sealed steel tunnel at unprecedented speeds. Cities in Europe, America, and the Middle East have expressed interest in adopting their own Hyperloop tracks, and study groups are working making the concept a reality. While he doesn't have a company working directly on Hyperloop technology, Musk has been behind several initiatives to turn it into a reality. Now with the Boring Company, Musk is building a platform to launch and test the various Hyperloop efforts he helped put into motion. So basically, he has this sled thing he's designed. And the sled is basically sitting on the side of the street. You drive your car up onto it. You put in where you need to go on your phone. The sled lowers down into the tubes and then shoots you through the tubes to wherever you need to go.
Yeah, it's
and there's also like yeah, and there's also like bus versions and people movers and product moving, or truck moving,
delivery
systems that go through this too.
Can
so
you imagine that if you have that facility and then they can do that in LA, but Houston you cannot do that because of the water table, it's too high.
They can work around it. They would do it above ground. In Houston, it'd be above ground.
It would have to be above ground, but not 3D. But it's going to be like a Hyperloop, but not necessarily the way Elon Musk wants it.
One of the Hyperloops runs through Houston, comes from LA, and shoots all the way to LA to Houston.
When is that going to happen? Like 2030?
I don't know. Whenever they get it developed. But that's one of the legs. It runs from LA. I think it runs from LA down to Las Vegas and cuts across New Mexico, down and across and through Houston. And there's one that goes from Houston to Dallas to Chicago and then up the eastern seaboard and all around. So they got it networked pretty good.
How come I don't see this yet?
Well, they're still developing the Hyperloop vehicles and everything. They're just now getting the test tracks built outside of LA. I think there's one built in the desert somewhere close to Nevada, but the other one is being built outside of LA. So,
Okay, very interesting. Well, wait. But for one thing, it's going to happen in LA. It's not going to be happening.
Well, I mean, that's where he's stationed. So, and plus, they still got a lot of work to develop the boring technology to make it faster and cheaper. So,
So Elon Musk is one of the richest men in the world, and he has these, you know,
he has SpaceX.
Yeah, he has SpaceX.
But Tesla.
No, yeah, I understand. But I have a different topic though about him. Because of the laws right now, that's probably prohibiting him from doing a lot of things and implementing things. What's going to stop him from just going to a different country and stay there and do the improvements there instead of the U.S.?
He can. I mean, right now, I think the three companies that are doing the Hyperloop are all stationed in the U.S.
That's why he's working here.
Well, no. I mean, he moved here. I mean, he decided to make his home here. I mean, he moved here and started PayPal.
PayPal, yeah.
So, I mean, he made his fortune here. So,
yeah, I understand.
But, I mean, there's other countries that can pick up on this technology and do it too. So, but right now, they're all focused in the U.S. But other countries connect, I mean, it might happen in Europe and other parts of the world too.
So yeah, I mean, if he gets a lot of flack or a lot of legislations that are really against what he's doing or what any
there's
kind.
Not really any legislation against what he's doing right now. It's a new transportation mode, so it's not really regulated.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I mean, the whole thing is now is just developing the technology and get it going. Yeah.
So what I'm fearing though is just right now he wants to help the U.S. He wants to help America,
because we did an article earlier about when they were talking about Hyperloop. About there's the new train tracks that are being built between San Diego and L.A. And he was like, okay, if we develop the Hyperloop system, we could do it, get people from San Diego to L.A. in less than an hour, or less than 30 minutes, I think it actually was, and cost half the cost of them building the train.
Yeah, I understand that. I mean, that's like, what he's doing, these philanthropic things. He was doing these technology stuff. But let's just put it this way, about the condition, the society of the U.S., about Trump and about all those political things, I sometimes fear that it would really become distasteful for Elon Musk, and he could just leave the country.
He could. I mean, it's
and just do his stuff in Europe. Yeah. Do his stuff in Amsterdam.
But I think he's kind of made a deal that the U.S. is his home now, so he's doing his stuff here.
Yeah, I just hope that he doesn't change his mind. That
well, true.
I mean, fuck this shit. I'm leaving
yeah,
USA.
But I mean, he's got a lot of money invested here now. SpaceX, Tesla. Yeah. The new whole solar city with the solar panels and the Tesla batteries and everything for that.
Yeah.
You know, the
he
new
can,
solar.
He can move all those.
He can move it
move
all.
Move it all
but,
those
I mean, right now, it's all built here in the U.S. So.
Mm-hmm. So. He's moving. Anyway, okay. So it's Elon Musk for you. Okay. Doing good things. He is the, he's practically the Iron Man of this year.
Yeah, he's a Tony Stark.
He's a Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Because the only thing we're waiting for is his suit. Because
he can't be a Batman, but he could be a Tony Stark.
He could be a Batman.
I don't think he could be a
he
Batman.
He could be a Batman.
I don't think he's badass enough to be Batman.
Oh, that's right.
He's a Tony Stark.
Yeah, I guess so.
He likes to have a little flair, so he's a Tony Stark.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on to the bazaar.
The bazaar is, soon there will be a rat cafe where you can dine among rodent pals. Gross. This is from the Huffington Post. For 2 days this summer, San Francisco will be host to a pop-up rat cafe.
A rat cafe poop.
Yeah. Pop-up, not a poop-up. Where patrons will be able to enjoy coffee and pastries in the company of the critters. Gross. The San Jose Mercury News reports. The San Francisco Dungeon, a tourist attraction where actors reenact bits of the region's history, will be hosting the event July 1st and July 7th. Don't worry, these weren't wild rats brought in from the streets. Instead, the rodents of honor are adoptable domestic pets from Ratty Rats, a Bay Area rat rescue group. Really? They're rescuing rats? Okay, that means that if you get along especially well with one of the rats at the cafe, you may decide to make your new friend a permanent addition to your life. Really?
Yes.
I kind of draw the line
on
that.
You must rat sink for your life.
You must.
Fuck it up.
Uh-huh. Though many people were freaked out by the very idea of rats, domestic rats are social, clean animals, and no, they're not clean. I don't think so. I don't know. Clean animals that are highly intelligent and trainable. Tickets for the Rat Cafe are $50, $49.99 a piece, and include coffee, tea, or water and a breakfast pastry, according to a press release. When you're done eating, you get 15 minutes set aside to hang out with the ambassador rats. So I pay $50 to get cheap coffee.
Money for the rat charity.
I guess so, yeah. It's a
save
yeah.
The rats.
So instead of think of the children, think of the rats. Okay.
Think of Templeton.
That's going to be a good title for the show.
Think of Templeton. That's what we're talking about here. Think of Templeton. It's a smorgasbord, orgasbord.
Or think of Ratatouille. Okay, let's go to the other. We have a story. I have a story about this. We can tell you, but go ahead, Ray.
All right. Man allegedly steals security camera so grandma won't see him masturbate. Well, folks, this is a touchy situation. A burglary suspect in West Virginia has a bizarre rationale behind allegedly stealing a home security cameras. He didn't want his grandma to see him masturbating. Tristan Tucker of St.
Albans
was charged with daytime burglary last Thursday for a crime reported on April the 23rd due to the Dunbar Police Department. Tucker's grandmother accused him of repeatedly breaking into her house through a window and disarming the security cameras and DVR system, according to the WestVirginiaAlways.com. The police questioned the 27-year-old suspect. He allegedly confessed to the break-ins and gave an odd explanation as to why. Police said Tucker told them he originally broke into grandma's house through a window so he could charge a cell phone. As the phone was charging, Tucker said he started watching porn on it and that led him to masturbate. Then when Tucker found himself in a sticky situation, he didn't want his grandmother to see him masturbating in her home, so he allegedly stole the security camera in the DVR box, according to the criminal complaint obtained by the Smoking Gun. Tucker then said he stomped on the cameras before throwing them away in the river. But here's the rub. Tucker didn't destroy the DVR. He allegedly just hid it somewhere on his grandma's property. Authorities found it and were able to view footage of their touchy suspect, illegally breaking into his grandmother's house on numerous occasions. The criminal complaint did not note whether or not the footage showed Tucker pleasing himself. He remains behind jail, behind bars at a local jail for a $10,000 bond. No word on whether his grandmother got a Mother's Day card.
God, that's kind of silly. Anyway, so yeah, I
so he went in there, whacked off, and realized that he just got videoed by the cameras in his grandmother's house.
That's why he'd been destroying them. Okay, so we do have cameras in the house, remember?
No, you had them outside the house.
Outside the house, because...
Because me and Mike would not allow them to be inside the house.
I mean, yeah, those cameras are not allowed in the house. But I had the cameras. But right now, they're disconnected. They have to bring it up again. But one of these days, I'm going to bring it up. So anyway, so those cameras are pretty nifty security cameras. So you could see people coming in and coming out from the door.
Time a gecko ran across them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Especially that time. Oh,
especially when the gecko liked to sit in front of them and wag its tail. And you, every 5 seconds, you'd get a new video.
Yeah, that's right. And then, of course, when friends come over and there's a camera, they would start, you know, flipping me the finger on the way out. I get that a lot. Yeah. Anyway, so one of these.
That's from your driving.
No, it's from the door. There's no camera by the. No, that's because of the driving. Mm-hmm. I'm an awesome driver. Why are you sneering?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Anyway, okay, so I guess that's the show. By the way, guys, before we close the show, I'd like to tell you guys that next week is going to be a Memorial Week, so we're going to take a break.
We'll take a break.
A vacation. And actually, Mike's coming over tomorrow, and then we're going to watch YouTube. Oh my God, we're going to watch YouTube tomorrow. YouTube. Joshua Tree. Mm-hmm. You know, anyway, so yeah, tomorrow. You're not excited. And then we're going to be busy, and then there's parties on Saturday, on the weekend. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of parties this coming Memorial Weekend. So mm-hmm. Memorial Weekend's always something's going on. So looking forward to that. What do you plan? Oh, yeah, you have plans, Ray, right?
Yep. Our peeps coming into town.
Some people coming up. Okay, so shout-outs to Caesar. Thank you, Caesar, for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you all want to send an email and send us a feedback, you can email us at show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes. And go to the official website at GayGeekBizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show 2 weeks from now. Bye.